And by the time they got to the front, it was already February.
Just
that's what happens.
What is next?
Exactly.
My Russian accent sounding more German than.
Well, the difference between da and ya are so. It's such a small, narrow window.
You are so. Oh, such a linguist.
My middle name is Dialect.
You are.
Dustin, what's up, buddy?
Dialect. Hanging out, listening to all the dialect.
My middle name is Dialect. Bill's rapper name is Dialect.
Okay, okay. No,
my rapper name is Low T.
Low T.
You know, I hear
I have a place that can fix
pretty simply.
But Bill doesn't like to be quoted on those types of things. Let's just keep that between us.
Keep the brand safe.
Man, threatened legal action here. I don't want to be associated.
Bringing in attorneys.
You're hurting my feelings and
attorneys.
My reputation. I can't have the chicks thinking I got low T.
Didn't say that.
Bill actually donates his tea because he has too much
tea. I've got excess tea.
He does.
Right.
That's actually a different clinic.
Sweet tea.
They take your tea out. That's it.
Haven't heard that.
No.
Heard that commercial.
Right. Bill is, he's a, what are you again?
What was that?
What are you? Are you a political conlustant or something?
Anal lust. Anal. That's what it said this morning on Channel 4. Anal lust.
Analyst.
It's misspelled.
That happens. Oh. Happens to the best of them. Hey, you know what? They make those graphics way early in the morning. Although I think they would have recued it from last week.
I think that was a joke. I think someone at Channel 4 was playing a joke on me this morning when they put anal lust.
I'm surprised that you actually caught it, to be honest with you. Anyway.
Too funny.
You've had a busy week, huh?
That's been a busy week.
It's going to be a busy weekend here at Lacy's Boating Center. Dustin, give people the quick overview on all the different lines you carry, all the different types of boats. I have seen speed boats that go back in time. They're so fast. They're faster than a DeLorean. And we've also got pontoon boats you can ski behind, which I dig.
1955!
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we've got a little bit of everything out here. You know, as I mentioned, we have over 120 boats in stock. We have your pre-owned boats for everyone out there. We've got the new boats. We have new lines carry like our Chaparral sport boats, like the boats you mentioned that you go so fast you can go back in time for a mere 100 grand. We could do that for you. We have the World Championship Centurion towboats out here, the number one world wake surfing boat, and pontoons galore. Many, many pontoons, ranging in prices from around 17 grand on up to 70 mark. But, like you said, pontoon boats you can ski behind, 300 horsepower supercharged engines.
The $70,000 pontoon boat, the top of the line, Super Duper, the one that's directly behind me, what's the capacity on that?
16 people.
Okay.
And I can vouch that with.
Bill, that's almost the entire Dallas Cowboys cheerleading squad for you.
Yeah. See if we can't get one more of you on here. Everybody turn to the right.
You, Jerry, and 14 cheerleaders.
Where's my cocktail?
Yeah, no more Felix Jones on that ride,
no more. Right. Tony, you're going to have to set this one out, Hoss. Anyway, yes, Dustin, right, as we were talking.
Yeah,
we were saying.
But I really want to see that. Actually, that'd be a great event to hold up here and get you and Jerry on the boat.
I got to tell you, the pontoon boat thing, that's come a long way in terms of design.
There used to be a negative connotation there.
Right, exactly.
That was a pawpaw boat.
Right, exactly. But you look at these out here now.
Yeah, I'd much rather have a cruising pontoon boat than there's just too much work, but you know, having to have a speed boat, and there's so much more comfortable. I'd much rather cruise around, find your little nook, and hop off, do a little swimming, maybe a little picnic lunch.
Well, you jump off the back, have a good time.
Yeah.
And you can go just as fast as any speedboat out there. I mean.
This thing goes, did you say 55 knots?
Yeah, 55 miles per hour.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's a knot?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm in the boating industry, and I have no clue.
It's not that important.
It's not important. What's important
is speak miles per hour.
I don't want to go clear.
I think 55 miles per hour is like 70 knots. It's like way fast.
I'll go with you on that.
I can't remember last
like my knot to miles per hour ratio.
What was it again?
Translation for you.
Yeah, you gave it to me
once. I can go into detail as to where the origin of the word, all of that.
Yeah, go ahead. I got time.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
You want me to kill the show?
I'm sure there's an app for that.
This is actually not the worst content we've had this week. Go ahead.
Oh, please.
I'm going to do the you know what? Everything's a Google search away. I'll do the knots to miles per hour.
It is. Can I go back to the pontoon boats that you have out here and how much fun they are? And there has been like a transformation from the old days when it was,
absolutely,
you know, some old geezer drinking a Miller or a Falstaff out of a can. tooling around on
those. 2 6 packs of Shiner?
Right, exactly. Now,
one knot equals 1.15 miles per hour, Bill.
Right. It's because that used to be, that's the length of space between where knots were in the rope there.
It's also 1.68 feet per second.
Okay.
And it's 1.852 kilometers per hour, in case you're interested.
The point I'm trying to make, since we're here and talking about these wonderful pontoon boats, is that now there's a lot of fun. Now that's what you see the most of. Now you see them out. That's and when you look at the, you take the whole weekend, you got a lot of fun, and as you point out, you get one here. You got the boat slip already in place. You load everybody up. You can spend the whole day out on the lake, and then you drive back to Little Rock or wherever, and you've had a fun day.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where we're seeing a huge trend of you know, like you said, it was always the pawpaw boat. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw the little pontoon boat, the little party barge with a 40-horsepower engine that putted around. Now we have young people coming in, trading in fiberglass boats, getting out of ski boats, getting into these pontoon boats that are luxury, that have speed, performance, put the combination together. I mean, you've got guys who are literally, you know, getting back here and wakeboarding behind pontoon boats.
Yeah.
You would have never believed a few years ago that you could wakeboard behind a pontoon boat.
Talk to me about this Centurion, which is the premier boat for
wake surfing,
which is a very cool thing. I actually tried to do it once. I was very bad at it. But people who are good at it, it's really fun to watch them work.
I've accidentally done it a couple of times.
It's a different deal.
These
people are doing it intentionally, and actually they have a cool video here if you come in and check it out. But my buddy Mike has some friends that have a boat that does it, and he's good at it. I'm terrible at it. But anyway, it's fun to watch people who are good at it. So what's the story on this boat?
Yeah, you have the Centurion. It's the number one wake surfing boat out there in the market today. They are the official towboat of the World Wake Surfing Championships, and it's just an amazing sport. It's the fastest growing water sport in the country. Anyone can do it. You see kids from the ages of 6 to people, you know, in their 60s behind it. You know, you can go low speed. It's easy to do. It's a lot of fun, and if you fall off, it doesn't hurt nearly as bad as, say, high-speed skiing or wakeboarding.
That's it, because then after, if things aren't going well, you can just sort of ease down into the water like an old man into a warm bath.
A warm bath.
Absolutely.
What was that Costanza reference?
I don't know. Oh, it's talking about the boat that went down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that eased into the water.
Sink, yeah.
Yeah.
More like an easing down into the water like an old man into a warm bath, yeah.
Andrea Doria.
Exactly. Yeah. How many people die on a regular cruise? 30, 40? Okay, so maybe I shouldn't bring that up here. These are very safe boats. I don't know if I mentioned that. 10 can't-miss games on the NFL schedule. We have an entertainment report coming up and much more detail-wise from Lacey's Boating Center. Working, of course, on the caveat that we get fed at some point.
Right.
Just kidding. I'm joking. I'm not even that hungry. Dustin's with us, and we'll tell you more about what's happening. 6350 TP White Drive. They've been doing it since 1978, and they've been doing it since 2012 at this particular location. But certainly a brand that you can trust, a company that's been around for a long, long time. Back with details in a moment.